Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Nancy. I see we have Nikki on, and I'm going to click this off real quick here. My gentleman that works with the music is going to try to tone that down just a little bit. Well, it's the 26th of May, and the reason I changed what the schedule was for tonight, last week, we had a very interesting guest on. It was Amy from Virginia, and she was speaking of her son, who is now almost five, and he was speaking of, well, what actually brought us together. She's a young woman who started her own business, and she was seeking out the assistance of Lisa. Lisa's a business coach, and while doing so, she said she was having trouble with her son, and that it appeared that the young boy was having very difficult time sleeping and was a storyteller, and there was a lot going on. Well, Lisa heard a little bit of the story and referred her to me. And as a young mother, she was raising two sons. And, Nikki, is that you holding? I'll get right to you. Let me put the intro and talk about this real quick, and then I'll get your question. Anyhow, and 626 area code, I'll be with you in just a minute. Anyway, it was a fabulous incident of past life. And when Amy was telling me about it, of course, I'm a natural reader, and someone brings an interesting story to me, I'm going to click into it. And I was so amazed. This is not the first time I've talked to a mom in distress about a child not recognizing the mother as the mother for this lifetime, but saying that that was memories or a prior existence. And the little boy was talking about how he was so in distress. He had been hurt in a car accident, and that he wanted to get back to the woman and the child that he left behind. Well, after a lot of investigation, it's been somewhere between 7-8 months. The family has come to grips with this. The father was brought into it, and they're allowing the boy to tell stories of his prior time. And amazingly enough, through investigation, he had said he got killed in a car accident in New Jersey. It was a speed car. He was able to pick out the kind of car it was, and through family investigation, Amy was able to find out that second cousin over was a young man who got killed 20 years ago in a car accident, racing, and he had left behind a woman with a child. And needless to say, I had quite a few emails from people knowing that, unfortunately, they had missed the show. They wanted to get on, and so I decided that we would talk about this tonight. There's a couple people holding, and Nikki says, what time zone are you in? Oh, is that she talking to Kathy? Kathy. I'm in Arizona, by the way, everybody. I'm originally from California, but I want to explain why this is so interesting to me. I don't know how many people are listening to me for the first time. I was born with a disability. My father was a psychic medium. In fact, he held back telling my mother that he had the gift until after they were married, so that she wouldn't be persuaded not to marry my dad. But when I was 39, I got cancer and went to a divorce. And about the time I had cancer, just a few years prior, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, MD, was talking about near-death experiences and the search for comfort and peace on the threshold of death. So I read, and I have a few books of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, and she has since passed away. Now, I can't tell you how many books I own because they're all piled around me, but I would like to mention a couple, and then I promise, before I go to bed tonight, I'm going to put them on nancymance.com, and if I can, I'm also going to put them on Blog Talk Radio somewhere. So give me a few minutes after we get done, and I will. Some of my favorite people, Helen Wambach, W-A-M-B-A-C-H, Life Before Life and Reliving Past Lives. She had a totally different career, got into this, and it was a driving force for the rest of her life. And I will list the book and the author so you can look it up later. Some of my favorite reads are Brian L. Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, Same Soul, Many Bodies, and Audio, Through Time Into Healing, Only Love Is Real. And, of course, the great book is Many Lives, Many Masters. The other one I do enjoy reading and watching on TV and all is Dr. Bruce Goldberg, The Search for Grace, A Documented Case of Murder and Reincarnation, past lives, future lives, which I really, really do embrace. Melvin Morse, MD, and Raymond Moody work hand in hand talking about near-death experiences, and a psychiatrist explores past life journeys and the book called Coming Back. These are all excellent, and you can always go to the beginning of the show later on, download a couple of these titles. And like I said, I promise I will put them on my website. You Were Born to Be Together by Dick Sutphen, S-U-T-P-H-E-N. Return from Tomorrow, George Ritchie. You Were Born to Be Together Again, of course, that's the second one. Reincarnation in the 20th Century by Martin E. B-O-N. Experience Reincarnation by James Perkins and Michael Morse. Oh, my gosh. The list could just go on and on. Like I said, I have so many around here, and there's so many old ones. But the reason is that I did get interest. People wondering, well, what do I read? How do I get into this? And past life regression work, go to someone you trust. I know I'm too far away for most of you. Some had asked me how many past life regressions I've completed. And I say about 50 people, 40 to 50. You know, it's always hard to remember. And many times I've past life regressed a couple of people. And until I have cases like Amy, it's always easy to do past life regression and get all excited about it. But do we really embrace the idea? After so many times of talking to you in the audience, it's very apparent to me that there's something going on. And it's like those great people who do this, not just Raymond Moody, but Brian Weiss, how many times do we have to listen to a story then we accept it? I really want to get to the calls. That's why I talked a little faster than normal, because if you have questions, I know your life is turbulent. So if you have something you need to know, fine. If you have a past life, and I think this is Nikki at 662 area code. Nikki, are you on? Oh, okay, I'll try again.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Hello, Nikki.
Hi.
What state are you calling from?
Well, I'm in Texas.
You're from Texas? Oh, my gosh. You know, everybody, I have my glasses on. I am also watching the chat room, and this little lady came on right after the show started. Now, do you have a question for me tonight? You called in, or do you have something you want to ask me, a past life?
I have a past life.
Did I talk to you once last week?
I don't know.
Oh, did you call in about a past life? Were you the ballerina that you called last week?
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about a ballerina.
Did you have a chance to talk to your mom?
No, I didn't talk to her about it, but I know that I used to love stuffed animals all the time. I used to love playing with stuffed animals, and I used to love, my bed used to be filled with them, and that's all I wanted to sleep with, and I held on to them as long as possible.
Oh, I think that young children, especially girls, would love, because they have their nurturing side. I don't know how I knew it was you, but sometimes when I click into people, now the audience listening going, well, how many people are listening to us? I had 35 listeners last week, and that's very fun. I have much more download. But the idea is that your voice, I saw the picture of a ballerina all over again. Now, what was interesting, the other picture I got was the view of the man, and you were a hardworking man. And I feel like you were possibly working around animals, or you were someone who hit a hammer. And like I don't know what they call a man that works on shoe horses, the shoe piece that goes around the hoof. And the reason I got that, and I asked you to talk to your mom, is that past lives, I believe that most of us have had past lives. And over all these years, there's only three people, well, all three women, who had not gotten any past lives, and they were what we call firstborn into this plane. And I believe that when someone has a past life that is important to who you are today, that personality comes forward. And I remember thinking that you were wanting me to see you in an area of the Ukraine or the Russians from very east of the Mediterranean. And that's why I wanted to ask your mom, because I felt like who you were today, I believe it was in the first half hour of the show, about the 30-minute part, have to listen to that. And then get back to me on that. Because at this time, you're dealing with a lot of things in your life. You had to make decisions. There's many issues coming around you. And for some reason, that very hard-working man is making money in the past. But the ballerina was born to privilege. And that female ballerina had lots of money. And so it was interesting to me that a poverty-stricken middleman who used a hammer in his life and a ballerina were opposite ends of money. So you need to talk to your mom and see if that correlates with you as a youngster, or if she could see who you are at this point reflecting those two lives. Okay?
Mm-hmm. So, okay? Yeah, could you shine some light on my current situation?
Now, which area of your life, hon? Is that work or relationship?
Relationship.
Regardless if you're married or not, I do see not a parting of the ways, but a decision to be made. And I feel like you may have tears in your eyes over it. So I don't know if it's parting of the ways or you're going to have to make a decision not to go forward in something important in your life, your relationship. I can't tell. And, sometimes it needs to be private over the air because it's not that I don't want to share it, but you can tell me your name and I don't want the world to know your business. So
yeah.
I feel like there's some tough decisions to be made coming up here.
So it's up to me?
I think so, hon. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Well, I'm trying to click on 626 area code, and I'm not sure how to do it yet. Okay, so stick with me. Is that you, Kathy, that's on the 626? Okay, let me hang up the 662 area code. Oh, okay. 626, hold on. I'm going to try to bring you on. Oh, you're in the 757 area code. Okay, 626, hold on. If I can't get you in, I'm going to have you call, hang up and call again. I was listening. I love the Blog Talk Radio, and I was listening to another gal on another site, and unfortunately, she was having trouble with her switchboard. So they told me to click once, and you should come right on, and you're not. Okay. 626 area code, do me a favor, hang up and call back in. That way I know that I've not done anything wrong. Yep, it's not working. Okay. Okay, so anyhow, 626 area code, hang up and break the connection, and then call in, and you'll come in on a different line. Okay? So I have some people in the Blog Talk chat room. All right, so why the interest in past lives? Someone told me once that they weren't sure if they really wanted to know a past life. And then other people say to me, why can't we remember a past life? When I got into this, I really had no belief system. My husband and I were Catholic, not practicing heavily, but it was still part of our thought process. Okay, I'm still trying. It's not happening, 626. Anyhow, this is kind of frustrating, but do let me know if you have some questions. Do call in. The guest call-in number, 347-205-9071. And the idea is, I was talking to a lady in the 510 area code today, and I don't know if she'll call in or not, but she's going through a heartbreak. And clearly the relationship, unfortunately, was very painful at this point for her. And I said to her, if you cannot have them this lifetime, if it's meant to be, finish it next time. And sometimes our heart has to heal so that between lifetimes, we can reconnect and decide if we're going to do it again. Unfinished business. So when you do have relationships that don't work or there's hard decisions that need to be made, when you make those decisions, take a breath and finish your relationship completely. Don't leave it with fringed edges. And the reason is that after some years, you people are calling me and you're saying, I don't know if I had the relationship the way I wanted it, but I feel like we ended abruptly and now I have regrets. And those regrets or those worrisome thoughts, should I have done this or should I have done that, will oftentimes pull you back into another go-around in a future life. One of the books I'm writing will be on past life and our reincarnation. And there's a little friend of mine who lives in Auburn, California, and she was desperately in love with somebody. And I did past life regression on her, and it was brought to me that she had loved this individual in a past life, but unfortunately was killed during a war, and their relationship was not able to finish. So they were brought together in this lifetime, but unfortunately on the heels of him, having a very turbulent and unfortunate first marriage that ended in death. And so the first wife passed away, and my friend, I won't give her name just to keep her privacy in check, was able to start the relationship. But unfortunately, he had never recovered completely from the first wife, and they married and then they divorced. So even though she was able to have a relationship with him again in this lifetime, this man never recovered from the first relationship he had. And so they are, on some level, still not done. So this could happen to be a third time around for the next one. And that's where I would encourage you that have relationships that are painful to read Brian Weiss, at least a couple of his books. There's so many. I have maybe 15 books sitting around here, and that's only the iceberg. Only Love Is Real, a story of soulmates reunited through time into healing. And I believe that as you go into from one lifetime to another, you take that vibration rate of unhappiness, and you could not, you could go into another episode with that individual into a future life. And you got to go into it with peace in your heart, with the idea that you're going to try to do it again. So if you leave a relationship and it's very turbulent and there's a lot of ugliness and you carry a lot of resentment, it's very possible you may carry some of that unhappiness into a future relationship. Okay. Is Kathy, did you have a show on tonight too? You know, I just love this Blog Talk Radio. If you missed part of mine, you can always go back and download it again. And we have guest 1114. If you do have a question on a past life with somebody from your past, I have a wonderful story. I'm the queen of stories. This gentleman would not mind my using his name. His name is Russell, and he called up and he gave his mother a gift for her birthday. And the mother was 83 or 84 years old, and she had called about one topic, but he wanted me to talk about something else. She called because, unfortunately, she was a widow. The husband's, I hope that I'm still connected. It looks like I might have been dropped off. Are you kids hearing me? Let me know. Okay, do an F5. Anyhow, what happened is that she was very disturbed that she had had a very uncomfortable relationship with her husband's mother. So when she passed away, she took a lot of years to recover, okay? And she wanted to know from me why the mother-in-law never liked her. In the background, I could hear Russell say, "But Mom, I wanted you to tell the story to Nancy of your dream." And so the woman's tone in her voice amazingly changed. And she got a little bit of a quickening in her voice. And I do have a point in talking about this. And she says, "Oh, okay. And remember, we were talking about the mother-in-law." And we were uninterrupted, and Russell said, "Please tell her about," and she says, "Okay, okay." It, evidently, she, around 6 or 7 years old, was having nightmares. And the mother was, this is a long time ago, had said, "Okay, tell me the story." And the little girl, way back then, had said, "I see this dream." So she told the mother, and the mother did not discourage it. And over time, it was allowed that she would talk about this dream. And the dream was that she was getting on top of a wagon. And the wagon was going to go over the mountain range to California. But the only way that she could go over the mountain with her boyfriend was to marry him. And she said, "We got married at a very young age." And so what happened was is that they got married at 13 and 14 years old, and she ended up being pregnant, got on top of the wagon train, and they started on their journey with his family to California. They made a stop, and they parked on a hill. And when she climbed up, being pregnant, she fell off, hit her head, and that was the end of her dream. She told me, she said, I did see him again. And I said, really? She says, when I was in high school, I met my husband, and we recognized each other, and he went on his way, and I went on my way. And I was just amazed. How exciting to think. And I said, what did you think about that? And she said, well, he wasn't the type I wanted to be with in this lifetime. Oh, I was so amazed that I just let it go. And I said to her, have you continued to have these dreams? And she says, I've never stopped. And when it goes over and over, I can see myself climbing on board, and I know the reason, and then I go on my way. I want to share with the audience that this is not the first time that someone has shared with me an amazing dream of remembrance. And then I said to the lady, I said, how do you let this dream influence your life? And she said, I just take it as fact, and I allow it to be that we can choose any lifetime that we wish to be in. And in this lifetime, I fell desperately in love with a young man that I had remember not being with before. And I was very unhappy that his mother didn't like us. And I said, okay, I want to ask you one more time. How do you think it fits in with your life, this past life? And she couldn't hear. I heard her pause, and Russell in the background got very excited, and he yelled at her, at me. He said, explain it to my mom how important it is. And I did, and I said, if you can remember a past life and you know survival is possible, then why are you letting the death of this woman that happened over 40 years ago to hurt you today? After all these years of grieving that the mother-in-law didn't like her, it still tormented her soul. And I said, you need to let go, upset and angry, because it's not important anymore. If it's meant to be that you can talk to her between lives, Michael Newton wrote a wonderful book, Life Between Lives. And I think that was in Destiny. I think there was another one. It's called Destiny of Souls, speaking of past between lives. And she paused, and I could hear her almost blink, and I could hear Russell in the background. And she says, you mean I've been upset with this mother-in-law, and she's been dead for 40 years? And why am I letting it bother me? And I says, absolutely. So if we do survive and we have a choice of each lifetime and the lessons and the opportunities to love and have lost because she's been widowed for 15 to 10 or 20 years. So the mother-in-law passed so long ago that she all of a sudden just realized it wasn't important anymore. I think that's why the journey of discovering past life, if we can embrace that idea, the idea is that as you live your life, have people come and go. Those that torment you are unhappy. It might be because of their journey, not yours. If you embrace it and pull it to your heart, the unhappiness, then surely you may have to repeat the journey with them and work it out. And this is what I explained to Russell's mother. And before we hung up, she had a lot of more peace in her heart. She says, I will not allow this woman to have upset me any longer. That was her journey and not mine. I wish not to live again with her. Isn't that amazing? So anyhow, I have a little interesting thing going on. I may have been frozen from my switchboard. It looked like the Blog Talk chat room. I'd be interested if someone can say they can hear me. Kathy, are you able to hear me? If not, we'll see what can happen next, able to hear me. So do let me know that you're on. I tried to get into the switchboard, so I'm not even knowing if someone is calling in. And, of course, I don't mind telling stories. I've had so many. I did get asked of one recently that I'd like to share another past life regression that I did for a couple of friends, ladies that came to visit me. And these women were very close, and they were very important to each other. And one of the ladies had a very important job with the state of California. And the other one was a woman that worked for like a fundraiser. And the woman who worked for the state of California was able to have a lot of promotions. So they can hear me. Great. No access to my switchboard, though, for calls. and I apologize for everybody because I thought it'd be very fun to answer questions. So I will keep trying, but it looks like I may be blocked out of it. And if anybody knows how I can get back in, we'll try. So anyway, these two friends came for a past life regression, and it was just for one of them. And Barbara had said, in my adult life, it's been so difficult for me to get ahead in my money. Well, her friend was sitting there, and she had no money problems. She was able to, I can hear you on the phone, but you can't hear me. Sorry. No. I can hear you on the phone, but you can't hear me. Sorry. Oh, my gosh. So you were able to get to the phone, but you can't get in. Like I said, Kathy, I really apologize. If you have a question, if anybody has a question for me and I'm not able to answer the phone, I am trying, email me, nancy@nancynats.com. Anybody that listens to this show, make sure you put it in the subject line, question from Blog Talk Radio Show, and I will get right back to you. Anyway, Barbara had a journey of a lot of struggles with money. And her friend wanted to accompany her to my house for a past life regression. And when I relaxed Barbara, and to keep the privacy, I won't say what the friend's name was, it was taken back to a couple of different lifetimes, one of which was magnificent. Of the culture, I would say Mediterranean, very ancient, possibly Egyptian, a lot of thousands of years of people having lifetimes then. Anyway, she saw herself. And, of course, I can do this, and I saw her also as, I would describe, a princess or someone of very high wealth. And it was quite amazing. And Barbara, at one time, was even crying. She couldn't believe that in this vision she felt so privileged. And it was so obvious. I could almost see it now of her walking at that time in the era of those nations. They were small built and dark skinned. And very slim, and the garment was very luscious on her. And it appeared to me, if Barbara's listening, let me know, bracelets on her wrist that were made of pure gold. Absolutely quite amazing. So after that experience, we went through another life that was very full of high wealth. And she was brought forward, and when she came to after the past life, she was very excited. And she even joked to me, she said something like, well, if I can't have money in this lifetime, I at least had it one time in the past. And she said, I was amazed how it felt. Unbeknownst to us, a friend was sitting there crying. And Barbara looked at her friend. She says, I don't understand. It was my past life. Why are you crying? She says, I was with you. Didn't you know I was your hand servant? I was in all the lifetimes that you had together, and you had the money, and I had none. So it was very obvious that they had loved each other as close friends in a past life, and they were brought forward in this life to be a couple. And the one friend had a struggle of money, and the other friend was given the gift of money. Clearly, it's a reversal of roles, I'm playing with the switchboard, but clearly, it's very important to note that if you desire in one lifetime to have a certain situation, you can have it again, but we will always change roles. Edgar Cayce believes that we can choose a lifetime for a life experience, but if we can detour and have another lesson, we can branch out from our life and the karmic path and take a detour and have another experience. It's also the same with past life. You can have a life experience with someone you care about, and you can branch out and do a lot of different things, but in the future, you can come back together. The lifetimes that were presented to me were thousands and thousands of years ago. But in this present day, these two lovers are brought together, but the roles were reversed. The one that had money could not, and the one who did not have money did. That Edgar Cayce did believe in past life and reincarnation, and he often spoke of people from the Atlantean times coming forward today. I did a reading of a young woman in Corvallis, Oregon. It was many years ago. And she said to me, how odd that it feels that whenever I go to town, everybody I see, though I don't know them, I have a sense I do. I was talking to her over the phone, and as she said that, I saw what I would call a bowl, and the energy as though I got a stick and I rolled it around the edge. There's some Tibetan bowls that you can see people doing that. and there was a rush of energy going around. And I thought it was odd because I remember thinking Corvallis, Oregon sits in a valley, and there was this energy going around it. And I heard the words, not from her, but from Spirit, saying, a karmically controlled arena. So when you do your life, and it seems like everybody you meet, even though you don't get become close friends, they end up being someone you recognize. Or have you been with a group of people, met them briefly, come back again, and they all feel familiar? Even though it may hurt our hearts to think of this, but when groups of people die together, it could be that they need to come back to another life, but together. I don't like talking about disasters in time, but I sometimes wonder when there's a tragedy of a large group of people leaving together if they're not to be born together again. Question, what are your feelings on the future of the world? Oh, my gosh. I do feel like there is going to be another capital, Washington, D.C. It will be relocated more west and a little north of where it's currently located. Now, is that because the coastlines get a little too wet, or is it too easy or too worrisome for location? I can't understand that. But, Kathy, clearly what really intrigues me is the idea that I've talked to ladies who have children, and I see the child grown up and who they will marry. I actually saw, I have a granddaughter, and she's in her late teens, and it must have been 5 or 6 years ago. I read her about 35 years old, and she will have what I would call dark blonde, and my daughter's also dark blonde, her mom. But I saw my granddaughter with a son, a dark blonde, somewhere between 9 and 10 years old, clearly a part of the future. So my feeling is that even though we worry about the future, most of us will survive. I wonder also, those of the metaphysics, those who are listening to me tonight, maybe you've had psychic experiences. Maybe your soul is more evolved. In all these years, Spirit will not allow me to see your death or anybody else's firsthand. But I don't have a sense of that. And I'm wondering that the ones who are consciously asleep, not consciously aware, they won't seek out people like us. Maybe those people may not have the luxury of knowing they will have a stress-free and long life. So most of the people I've read over these years, I can only say I've had uncomfortable feelings 4 or 5 times. I have read thousands of people. So consciously aware people, I don't believe will seek people like me out. Will seek people like me out, and they're the ones who are destined to have a good life. Any other questions? Kathy, the weirdest feeling is I've always felt a connection to Atlantis. Wow, wonderful. Edgar Casey believed the Atlanteans have come back. I don't know if it's because of our belief being more spiritual. I do listen to Coast AM, and there's a few other radio shows that are very, very progressive. And the interest in the paranormal is almost as great as the turn of the century with spiritualism. Spiritualism is a belief of continuity in life and survival after death. And when I got cancer and got then divorced and struck out on my own, within 2 years, I entered the church and saw a practice of psychometry. That's the day I realized all those amazing things that were going on in my life were normal for me, but not for others, and someone had labeled me a psychic. And I surrendered and became a psychic medium and became a spiritualist minister. The turn of the century, 65% of the people in America were spiritualists, and after World War I, about 85% of people in America were spiritualists or interested in the paranormal. So I feel like it's interesting. I know you've seen the connection. It's very interesting that the turn of this century, the interest in paranormal spirituality and continuity of life has never been bigger. So I do believe the evolution and the repeat of lives as at this time because of the turbulence. I'm not saying that as in 1914 we had a war that was the biggest since the Civil War, but I do find the correlation and the timing very, very interesting. Now go back to the feelings of the future of the world. I don't see unfortunately, 200,000 people, the tsunami. I can't even tell you that I could also feel the stress of that afterward. You can't live your life without feeling the discomfort and the anxiety of the people in China. And all the people have lost their lives recently. But clearly, it's not the planet. We're not going to lose a billion people. I feel like the plague that the Bible spoke of when the people would lose their lives were clearly the HIV epidemic. And unfortunately, I still feel that the pinnacle of that have not been reached. Africa has been greatly affected. India has, and now China will be. So I feel like that is still cleansing the planet, and a lot of wonderful, innocent people are going to lose their lives because of that. But that's part of the planet, and I cannot stop that. I was for almost 25 years, I talked to him every day, but it would be nice to hear others as yourself that may have a message from him. Oh, you are a widow, Kathy? You were married for 25 years? Can you give me his first name? Oh, he was your heart and soul. I'm so sorry. You know, spirit people can be very mischievous. Kathy, I do believe that he is with you. There is a man with you. He looks to be tannish and a slim man, taller and thinner. So I don't know if it's your husband tonight with you or possibly another family member. But spirit people, as with Patrick Swayze, oh, I did describe him. Great. His name is Tony. He is with you. And spirit people, remember Patrick Swayze in the movie Ghost? In the subway, he had learned how to kick the can. So after a while, they do learn how to let you know that they are around. But as time goes on and they resonate at a higher level, when we first are born, we have to snuggle into thickness of flesh. And then when we pass over, then we get to go back to a higher vibration. So even though he's been gone for some time now, I don't know how many years, but I do believe that it will be possible that you will feel him for some time, but not necessarily forever. Because, as you said, they will go on. You may not feel him, but you will always have him around you. I'm not quite sure, girls and boys, how come the switchboard is still not working. I keep trying over and over, and it appears, it looks like I may not be able to get to the switchboard and answer questions. So it's very frustrating, but bear with me. I will keep trying. What happened was I think I was kind of knocked off, and then I couldn't get back in. So unfortunately, I will keep trying, and as the evening goes on, I will just keep trying. We do have 20 minutes. He's gone 15 months. My gosh, so you have been able to feel him up to this point. And just remember that they do have a life. And it's important to also, I got my switchboard back. Well, what do you think about that? Okay, so I am back on, and Kathy, I'll stick with you as long as I can. Oh, you have a show. Do email me your show. Let's see here. If you want to call in real quick, the switchboard came back to me. Okay, if you want to call in, 347-205-9071. Like I said, I have gotten a lot of interest. Last time we had quite a few people listen to the show and download. And if you'd like to call in as listeners in the audience, there's the area code 757. I'm going to try to do this. Okay. Oh, my golly. Is this Kathy?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It did work. You know, it's so wonderful, these blog talk radio shows. I have so many. I'm the queen of stories. I was told once, Nancy, I don't know where I put all these stories. I have thousands in my mind on past life. And for you ladies who are grieving, my heart goes out to you. It's like when people have cancer, we go through a form of grieving of loss. And like you grieving your husband, I can really appreciate the pain of that, really. Anyway, I did describe him. His name is Tony, and he's been a spirit person for 15 months. Do you have another question you would like to ask?
Not unless he has a message for me. That's about it.
He did say something, but remember, if you have a show, I don't know if you're into this work, it happens very quickly. And he gave me a nickname for you, and I almost forget it, sorry. But I don't know if it's Cookie or something very short and cute. But he said, I will love you always. And then there was this short little nickname.
He called
me
Cat.
Cat, it was very short. That's all I can remember. It was Cook and Cat. Cookie, yeah. Cat. Ah, it's close enough, girl. It's so hard to hear that. But he did say that, and I love the little messages. Almost like people like me, if we don't try to get the message, we just sit, it will come to us. But it's such a high rate of vibration.
He talks to me all the time. He really does. But it's so nice to hear somebody else that can hear him too. You know.
Isn't that amazing? How can we doubt survival?
Oh,
and
I
it's
don't know.
Like,
we both had, I love to take pictures, you know, spirit photography, and he wanted to try his hand at EVP, but he passed away before he could get his first recorder out there, so
okay,
this is
so
something we've planned in a long time, so yeah.
Okay, so get your recorder out, put it out tonight, and ladies and gentlemen, when you ask a question, get your tape recorder out, be sure you ask a short question, not a long, lengthy one, but always pause. So that they can have a chance to answer.
But my grandmother was very psychic, and I took it up with her, so, yeah. But
it's very exciting.
I've realized a lot of things, too, with, you know, and I believe just about anybody, because we have so much brain up there, that we can all use it. You know, we really can. It's just, if the people would just get out of the me,
you know,
and start thinking about other people with a bigger heart, they would be able to use it better.
Did I hear you say you have a talk radio show on next?
Yeah, not next. No, it's on Thursday night.
Oh, it's on Thursday. Type it in there and let me give it a plug unless you can tell me. Why don't you announce what show you do?
DJ EVP Radio on Blog Talk. It's on Thursday nights at 9 Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Do me a favor and type it in so I can click on it and make sure I can find it. Kathy, it's been just wonderful. Now listen to your show if you can let me know where it is. I'll let you go. I got another call.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello, this is Nancy. Yes.
Yes, hello, Nancy. My name is Frank. I'm in California.
Hello, Frank. And what can I do for you tonight?
Yes, I wanted to get either a message from my parents, my mother or father.
Okay. Give me your mother's name, please.
Her name is Maria.
And how long has she been a spirit person?
Since October of last year.
She comes in. Now, remember, I'm going to give you a visual. And I don't know if it's her or a grandmother. But she comes in having had gained weight as she got older. And I see her middle is thicker than her hip line. You know how people, women get pregnant, but then they have a child that are older, and as they got to be seniors, they get a little thicker in the center. And she did not have a large bosom. And she has what I call shoulders that are not thick and heavy. Did I describe your mother or grandmother?
My mother.
Mother? Okay, so hold on. And then I'm looking past her, and I see a man that's not much taller and thinner. Was that your dad or her father?
I never met her father. It might be my dad. My dad had thinner hair. Her father had thicker hair.
Oh, I need to repeat. A slim man, but not very much taller than her, only by a couple inches. Was your father a shorter man or her father a shorter man?
I never met her father. I never met her father. I don't know. My dad was taller.
Okay, so this had to be her father or someone important to her, because I'm being shown a man stand behind her with a brown shirt on, and he had a slim bone structure, light bone. He had a narrow face and cheekbones that are very predominant, and it feels like she's come forward and he has stepped behind, and she... And please, this came very, very quickly. She doesn't want you to grieve anymore. Say it again. Maria, Maria, Maria. Hold on a minute. I'm trying to get it back. The only thing I can pick up, and I'm sorry about this, I don't want you to grieve anymore. I've been with my mother, and all is well with my family. So I'm not positive I understand that with my interpretation. Do you remember if she was unhappy for the years that she was alive and her family was gone? Do you remember her grieving about her family?
Yes, she was very unhappy, and especially the last years before she passed away, because my sisters manipulated her, and
okay. She shows me a lot of grieving about the family. And now that she's a spirit person, she no longer grieves. So her message now makes sense, okay, Frank? Understand this. It's not necessarily just for you, it's about her. But that's not a bad thing. So she's sharing with you that she no longer grieving. She doesn't want you to grieve, that she's no longer grieving because she's with family, or she no longer grieves for the family she left.
Okay, because I sent a petition to my sister, a legal document, because she took the entire estate. Out of seven siblings, two got the estate.
Oh, my. And so your mother's message was not to grieve what happened, okay? Don't grieve what happened. I'm sorry if you didn't get your share of the estate, but she doesn't want you to grieve anymore. She's gotten over what made her unhappy in life. And that's the only way I can express that.
Does she say any? Yes, I just wondered, does she have any information on how I could strengthen my case?
Strengthen your case? I'm reading it's going to take up to 12 more months.
I see.
There. Sometimes I don't know if I've lost somebody here. I feel like it's still months out still. I don't know what you mean by strength the case. I don't know if it's the same case as with your family. But she does not want you to grieve over this anymore. It's not worth it. Money is money, but it might not be that it's... I don't want to say this is wrong because I'm on the air and people listen, and you're grieving over your mother's loss and what has been betrayed to you and the family. But she's trying to tell you it's not that important, that maybe your life, if you don't get what you expect, you will go on and be happier. Please understand that, Frank. Okay?
Yes, it's just they hid my mother from me for 3 years, and they didn't even tell me that she was ill.
Oh, my word.
They would block the calls.
That certainly is wrong.
Yes. Yeah, so,
that's bad. I'll say the word karma. And I do believe that negative will come back. If they've created you this heartache and grief, then it will come back tenfold to them. But don't put it in your mind that you want to punish them. God will do it. Okay?
Oh, no. I'm praying for guidance and justice through the court system here.
Yeah. Keep that in your mind, that justice will happen, because we have to ask very carefully. You don't want to punish them or be angry toward them, but just say justice to be done. That way you put no negative out there in the universe, Frank. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Sorry. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at the, like I said, when we talk to spirit people, it's very difficult because people are in pain. And I got the message as fast as I could. It was this mother that showed up with her father, almost like she was with her family. And I wasn't being shown the father, his father, because the mother had recently passed, and the grievance was because of the mother's passing and being held from him. So I put it to the universe that justice be done, and if so, I'd like to heal this man's heart. This is very difficult. I'm very sorry. Kathy does have a radio show, and it's Thursday, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, I believe, and blogtalkradio.com/ C like in Charles, J like in Jean, EVP. How fun, Kathy. I told you to go get your tape recorder out and get your EVPs. You can almost get EVPs anywhere. People say, Nancy, do we have to go to a cemetery? Oh, my gosh, I had the most exciting experience. I was given a cemetery tour. I had given 6 years of cemetery tours at the Old City Cemetery. 1 year I was invited to go to the Rockland Cemetery. We went there, and I had a ghost investigation team with me. It was very fun. And while we were getting DVPs, one of the gentlemen of the group put his tape recorder on a headstone, walked away from it. We all did. And he had forgot it was there. And just about the time we were ready to leave, he ran back and noticed he had left it turned on. He ran back to us because he had been listening to the 10 minutes. And on there, in that short period of time, there was the EVP of a man saying, "Hello, I'm John." But that's very unusual. A lot of times when we go to a cemetery, we're actually getting EVPs of people visiting the cemetery because we're making such a ruckus, they want to know what we're doing. It's not always the cemetery itself. You can also go to people's homes, a shopping mall, old houses, anywhere where there's been any kind of history, and you can also get an EVP. I live in a new house. I could probably put a tape recorder in here and call a family member to visit me and maybe get an EVP. So those of you, Frank, get a tape recorder and ask your mother to say hello or I love you so that you can know that she is in your life. Okay. It's not about EVP? I laugh out loud. It has a lot to do with different things. Well, Kathy, I hope people can go to CJEVP and visit you and see what you do have, and I will go also. Okay. I love promoting other shows and other intuitives because we're all in this business to teach and entertain. I have 8 minutes, and I'd like to share with you another story. When I got into metaphysics, all this was so amazingly exciting and new. And I was helping people almost from the beginning in May of 1990. But I had been doing many readings for people or getting information for years and years and not really calling it psychic readings. I had dreams, but nothing I would understand to be psychic experience or past life. Well, I've had an opportunity to have a past life regression. I had joined a Edgar Cayce ARE group in Fair Oaks, California, Madison and Sunrise Boulevard area. And one of the gentlemen there had known somebody who gave a great past life experience. And one of the things I had experienced with him was a very quick remembrance. And the remembrance was of my running down a corridor. And I was barefoot, and I was a child. And in front of me, I was chasing after a cousin. And the cousin was a little girl like myself, and we had lots of braided hair piled on top of our heads. I remember thinking that the corridor we were running down, there were stones that we were running on that were cool to our feet. And when I looked to the left, the atrium opened up so the sun would shine down, and the pavement there was very bright because the sun was hitting it. In the center of this square area was a small fountain. I was chasing my cousin, and as she turned the corner, I wanted to catch up with her. So I raced across the sunlit atrium area, and the pavement was so hot, it was hurting my feet. When you have a past life regression or a hypnotherapy session, and you have the privilege of experiencing a past life, the feel of realness will tell you you're not making that up. This is not an imagination. Almost as real as your own life. I was sharing this story with a girlfriend named Karen who lives in Portland, Oregon. I met this wonderful friend when we were 13 in high school. I won't even tell you how many years because then you want to add it up and you'll find out I'm older than my voice sounds. I was sharing with her this dream, this experience I had, rather, from a past life regression. Very quick, very short, very real. And she says, "Nancy, let me finish the story. Ever since I was a little girl, I've been having a dream over and over. And in the dream, I'm being chased down a corridor. It's my cousin behind me. We're both little girls and we live in Greece. And we have a nice family of wealth. We have little dresses on and we have a lot of hair piled on top of our heads. you're chasing after me, and you're wanting to catch me. It's not like I teased you, but I had tormented you, and you were after me. So even though I might paraphrase what was going on, she meant to say I was going after her. As she turned, she says, as I turned a corner, you darted across the atrium, and you got me on the other side. I hadn't told her that part. So this is another very amazing experience that I looked at her, and I almost didn't believe it. It's like, okay, we can pretend maybe something in our life was an experience. But when someone else says, yes, that's true, then you have to kind of pull it in. You have to hold it against your chest and your heart, and you have to think about it. Because if that's so, why do we struggle with our life? And since she told me that story in 2000, a lot of things had happened. A lot of life experience had occurred. And so you just collect it, and you put the information next to you, and you just go on. But that was an amazing story. And so, Karen, if you're listening tonight, I hope you're getting a nice little chuckle. If not, I'll let you listen to it later on. But I know that she was thinking of listening and tuning in. So that's very exciting to hear a story of yourself on the air. The call-in number, if you'd like to call in and ask me a question on past life or of your personal life, call-in number is 347-205-9071. After we get off the phone, the show tonight, I will go to my website, nancymaps.com. There's another website, Ghosts, Goblins, and Spirits. I'm writing a book on spirit people. And there is a click on my nancymaps.com, and we'll take you to that website. Also, I will see if there's a place on my Blog Talk Radio where I can also input. There's about 15 books on just past life. It clearly is one of the main interests for this time frame I'm in. Anyway, I will list some of these books so you have reference material so that you can also read. I find that as you are experiencing a new thought process, when you read the story of someone else experiencing this, it opens you up so that your belief system be more solid into your character. When we're just thrown an idea so quickly that it's hard to understand it, sometimes listening to other people's life experiences lets you get used to the idea, so more thoughts of that can be brought to you. The Search for Bridie Murphy was one of my favorite stories. And they actually made a small movie, black and white, and wrote many books about it. The Search for the Girl with the Blue Eyes, I believe, is the same story. So if you have a chance, you might enjoy that. They did find this pioneer woman in Canada, The Search for Bridie Murphy, did live, and she had a life experience. When it was written, and they made a short movie out of it, in the late 50s, early 60s, it was so revolutionary that they really did not, didn't make a number one movie, but it certainly brought a lot of interest. Shortly after that, I think that's when Jess Stern and Mrs. Wambach got interested into the past life phenomena and hypnotherapy. If you do want a hypnotherapy session, let me know. If I can network and find some in your area, I'd love to have you have that experience. It's very fabulous. We have 1 minute left. I am a psychic medium, and this is how I do my business. If this interests you, I can do a quick maybe one for you over the phone sometime or email me. Of course, this is what I do, but for those who are listening, let me know, and I'd be glad to do that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been very fun. I invite you to come to every Monday night. I would like to have a switchboard that works every time so that we can have people call in. We will be having a gal coming on in probably 3 to 4 weeks who's had an attachment or a hitchhiker. And the spirit attachment had influenced her life, and it was the death of a young girl at the turn of the century who had lost her mother. So we will have that on in a few weeks. Her name is Susie, and she's very excited about being on. So I encourage you to read the blogs, blogtalkradio.com/Nancy-psychic-Nancy-map. And I look forward to talking to you again. Until next time, good night, everybody.